We're on Masechet Erevin Daf Tzadi Bet, and we're starting just at the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Amud Bet. Amar le'Ravina Rav Ashi. So Ravina says to Rav Ashi, "Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi?" Right? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say what we just said? What did we say? We saw Rabbi Yochanan saying earlier. Look, Rashi puts us into context. Yeah, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is k'Rabbi Shimon. The Chatzerot Reshut Achat. I'm reading here with the Haggadot Tabach. That the chatzerot or shtachat, v'afilu irvu. Right, even if you made an eruv, Rabbi Shimon said, remember, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlemuel said, it makes no difference, irvu lo irvu, right? It's still one, shouldn't you carry from one to the other? And well, Rav was the one who said that halachot Rabbi Shimon kasher lo irvu, and we saw there the nafkamina was, would we be concerned about you coming to carry something that was in the house? Because if there was an Eruv, you could take from your house to your garden. If there isn't an Eruv, you can't take from your house to the garden. And then we don't care what's in the garden, you can carry. What isn't in the garden, you can't carry. If there's an Eruv, you might bring stuff from your house into the garden, end up carrying stuff from your house into somebody else's chatzir, which you couldn't have done. So this is Mer Rabbi Chachi. Baham Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kasta Mishnah. We've seen this cloud before. In Masechet Shabbos, we learned it. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Halachot Akstam Mishnah. Utnan, and what's the Mishnah that we learned? We're quoting another Mishnah which we learned early on in this Perek, Daf Ayin Vav. Kotel Shevein Shtei Chatzerot, if you've got a wall between the Chatzerot Gavu Ashrav Rochav Arba'a, 10 Tvachim High and 4 Tvachim Wide, Marvin Shnaim and Marvin Echad, there you can only make one Eruv. So you can't make one Eruv, you can only make two Eruv in between each Chatzer on their own. Right? Hayub Rosho Peirot, if there now there was fruit on top of that wall, Elohim Mikan V'Ochlim, Elohim Mikan V'Ochlim. Each person can go up now and eat the stuff. And what does the Mishnah say? Ubi Ovad Shelo Yoridu Lamata. And that seems to be exactly the contrary of Yochanan. As so long as you eat the fruit on top, you can't bring it down to the bottom. Now, what does it mean bring down to the bottom? Bring down to the bottom, we understand now, meaning bring down to the Chatzer. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he's a lochot lachstam Mishnah, why do we care? Right, if you're allowed to carry, if you're allowed to carry from one chatzir to the other chatzir, even if there is an eruv, see how we said, they make an eruv to themselves, but it's one chatzir, the fruit was clearly outside their Erev Shabbos, so why can't I take the fruit down into the chatzir? Doesn't seem like a problem. So he says to him over here, remember this is Ravina speaking to Ravashi, right? So Ravashi says to him, my lamata, what does the brayta mean when it says lamata? It means lamata lebatim. Of course you can take it down to the chatzer. Whether it's you can't take it down, but you can't bring it to the house. So he says to him, Ravina, I don't understand. So Rabbi Chiya said on that brayta, on that Mishnah, Rabbi Chiya said, as long as you don't stand on your chatzer and eat. So what do you mean that it means you can bring it to your chatzer, you just can't take it into the house? Look at Rashi there. So the last wide lines at the top. So yezeh omed bimkomo, bekarke da chatzer. Nishtachin says, yezeh omed bimkomo, bekarke da chatzer. Okay. But that's the first Rashi here. He says, Rabbi Chiya said on that, that you just can't stand. Now remember, Chiya was responsible for the brightest here. So Rav Ashi says to Ravina, Amar lei, b'chi rebi lo shana, Rabbi Chiya minayin lo. I don't understand, where do you get that from? About Rabbi Chiya adds in here, will be a vach lo yezeh omed bimkoma, that he can't stand in his place. Rabbi never added that in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says, v'eilu ochlin mikam, v'ochlin mikam, vach lo yoridu lamata. And I'm telling you, says Rav Ashi, lamata means house. Where does Rabbi Chiya get this from? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Chiya shesider v'satam et ha-braita v'talmido haya. He was Rabbi's Talmid, and he was the one that organized the brightas. Minayin lo zeh perush, says Rashi. Where does he get this explanation from? Ulolam lemata desatam Rabbi matnit v'batim ka'amar. And now you got it wrong. When Rabbi said lo yorid lemata, he meant into the houses. Shlo yorid mirosh ha-kotel v'yolich leveito. Where does Rabbi Chiya get this from? Rabbi Yeshua isn't prepared to accept this at all. As far as he's concerned, there's no basis for this whatsoever. And the answer, as far as he's concerned, is that as far as Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Stam me'alocha k'stam Mishnah, each one makes their own Eruv, And this guy can happily take the fruit off the wall, eat it on the chatzer, as long as he doesn't take it into the guy's house. Similar situation now. We've got two chatzerot and a churva. Remember, churva, no one lives in the churva, right? So there's two chatzerot, one on each side, and a churva in the middle. Look at Rashi. Loshna shelahem, loshna shelachem. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference to us. If they own the churva, if one of the guys owns the churva, it's a third-party churva, it makes no difference. Look, Rabbi Shimon, she'en chiluk reshut el batim, because we're learning here like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, where do we have this distinction with ownership? That's only with the houses, right? But when it comes to the chatzer, etc., we don't care who owns what. Chatzerot are all one big reshut. Right? We're going to end up putzel reshut rabim. And now we're speaking of a situation here where it's not parut to reshut rabim. Okay, so we haven't got a problem of carrying reshut rabim. There's a churva in the middle of two chatzerot. Achat irva ve'achat lo irva. So now one of the chatzerot, the guys in the chatzer made an eruv, and in one of the chatzerot, the guys in the chatzer didn't make an eruv. Okay, now let's go back a second. When we said that the din is like Rabbi Shimon, only if they made an eruv, where they never made an eruv, so we see Rabbi Yochanan says, makes no difference whether is an eruv, isn't an eruv. So now let's see what's going on here. You can happily, he says, use this churva, right? Shelo irva, look at lotzila kalim, she shifto b'chatzer. You can take kalim that were in their chatzer into the churva. Why? Because there wasn't an eruv. Who does this sound like? This sounds like Rav, correct? Because no eruv. Because if they haven't got an eruv, so then we aren't worried that kalim which were in the house are now in the chatzer. There was an eruv, but to the side that had an eruv, the chatzer with an eruv, you can't use the churva. The Rav Huna, Talmido, the Rav Have. Look, he says Rav Huna was talking. Rav, we saw this yesterday or 2 days ago. We had that Barbei Rav. We had the Bei Rav. Remember, we had the Bei Rav. And I showed you there a Masora Shas that he brought over there that remember, go to Pei Tet Amud Bet quickly for a second. On Daf Pei Tet Amud Bet, the top there, we had Ela L'Rav Kashin. It says, Amrei Bei Rav Mishmei D'Rav. Actually, L'Kutte Rashi, not Masora Shas. L'Kutte Rashi over there in Yavamot, where he said that Bei Rav is Rav Himnuna. Right, when is Rabbi Nuna? Hainu Haicha the Amar Rav Huna the Amre Bei Rav. If Rav Huna says we learned it by Rav, then we say that Bei Rav is Rav Himnuna. Right, the Muchem Yilta da Ina Shachuna Kaba. Aval Haicha the Itmar Stam, which just mentions Bei Rav without saying Amar Rav Huna, Vadai Havu Rav Huna. It was Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was Rav's Talmud. Rav Huna is Rav Talmud Muvak. So here was an Itmar, here was the Machlok. Kishlechat Shad Bukhur Bechat Benehem, Machat Nirva Bechat Loiva, Amar Rav Huna. Not in Otal Azov Shlo Irva. But she even law, right? And Rashi points out here that Rav Huna is Rav's Talmud, Tamar Lachak Rabbi Shimon, but Shelo Irvu, Aval Irvu Lo. So this brighter fits in nicely over here. Right? We can see that this brighter over here is Rav Huna in the coin to Rav, where he says over here that you can't take it into the Eruv, into the Chatz, where there was an Eruv. Halocha, exactly like Rav. Gemara says, why? So this seems to be a kasha over here on a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, makes if it's irvu lo irvu. Here he's saying, no, only when there wasn't an eruv. So Gemara says, why? Deal ma'atil afuke ma'ayin abatil nechurva, because you might take it out. He says, v'chia barav amar, so we've got two sides to the machloket, right? Rav Huna says, not dinota lezosh lo irva. Why? Because you might have kailin there. And v'chia barav amar, now, Chia bar Rav, right? Chia is Rav's son himself. So we have Rav Huna, who's siding out with Rav. And the Chia bar Rav Amar, Af le She'irva. Now listen to this one. Even the She'irva, V'shtehen Asurot. Completely the opposite we would have thought here. Look at Rashi. V'chia bar Rav Amar, Af She'irva. Ani shamati mi'aba. It's heard from my father. Af le She'irva. Even if there was an Eruv, notninota. That's the first way Rashi explains it. So here it's a little bit different. He says, yeah, from our father, I heard there was an Eruv, you can use it. Now, what does that mean? We said that Rav said, Aloch is like Rabbi Shimon, Shelo Irva. Chiyav Rav is saying, I heard from my father, even when Irva, you can use it. Umidati, he says, Ani mefaresh. Dahai, Darab, whatever I'm saying, says Chiyav, that when my father said, Af l'she Irva, when he said, even the Irva, it wasn't like that. It'll esor et shtein kamar. They made an Eruv, a Gzaira on shtehen. The Gazar, lo Irva atu Irva. What's saying over here? He says more than that. We've now got two chatzerot, right, open onto a churva. Rav Huna says that the one that hasn't got an eruv, that one that the guys in their chatzer never made an eruv, those you can, their chatzer can be used with the churva. Chiyah bar Rav is saying, you know what? If one of them made an eruv, then none of them can be used. Because we're making a gzeira now on the side that they never had an eruv because of the guys who made an eruv. Because they'll see the guys without an eruv taking stuff out. They'll end up taking stuff out as well when they had an eruv. So both of these are now in the camp of Rav. It's a huge kasha this to Rabbi Yochanan. But we're seeing a big machloket between Rav Huna and Rav whether we how machmir to be. Rav Huna says, just like the basic understanding of Rav, that where there is an Eruv, you can't use the Chatzer. And where there isn't an Eruv, you can because we aren't worried about Kalim being outside. Comes along here, but Rav and says, you know what? Even if one of those Chatzerot made an Eruv, and the other one didn't, you can't use it either. Because we go there on the Eruv that never made an on the Chatzer that never made an Eruv, because of the Chatzer that did make an Eruv. It's the worst now. Im Tomar Shnehed Mutarot. Maybe they're both mutar. Right? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, remember, he said it makes no difference. Irvu lo irvu. Mipnei ma ein not nin chatzesh lo irva lechatzesh irva. He says, if you're going to tell me that they're both allowed, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so now the chatzesh lo irva, you're going to gozer on the chatzesh irva? What's going on over here? So he says, nahatam kevan demintre mani debatim b'chatzer atid hafukai. He says, you can't compare. He says, there, without the churva, there with just chatzerot. Look at Rashi. I skipped over almost all these Rashi over here to the very big wide line, second wide line. Hatam, kevan demintar, klomar, af l'she irva de ka'amar rav leheter ka'amar. V'gabe chatzerot amai gazar. So he says, no, he says, with regards to it, with the irva de ka'amar rav, when Rav said, if they made an eruv, right, so why have we got a problem with chatzerot? It says, "Mishum dechevan demintere kainim bechatzer shechila fukei mane tuva." He says that even if Rav would have said leheter, like we said at the very beginning, Rav Bechia said, "Ani shamati mi abba af le sheirve notnin ota leheter." Why are we being machmir in a chatzer? Says because the difference between a churva and a chatzer. In a churva, the chances are that you're not going to leave stuff outside. To use a good case in point, we arrived at shul this morning, we're davening outside in a churva, and one of the tables was stolen. We're missing a table. So that's a classic example of a churva, things aren't guarded. In a chatzer, where you've got a walled off area, so things don't get stolen. So therefore, you've got no problem leaving stuff there. It's almost exactly a case in point. He says, Kaim klom afle she'ir v'dekamar av lehet gamar v'gab echatzer ramai gazer. You leave things outside in the chatzer. And therefore we've got a concern. What's the concern? That because it's so easy to leave stuff outside, you end up getting mixed up. You'd have so many things outside. You wonder what you brought in from your house and what was left outside all the time. And therefore you end up taking the one thing with your chatzer to somebody else's chatzer, and it might have been things which you left behind in your house. That's our concern with the chatzer. Sharei nishmarim gam betocha. Aval churva, when it comes to churva, lo avide ba'inesh lafuke manetuv. We don't have lots of things outside. So therefore, here he might have said that when we've got our scenario of the churva, we don't worry, because Rav is even when there is an eruv, he's makel. Just when it's a chatzer, he's machmir because things might get confused. And we might have things left outside. That's the difference over here between what Chiyah Barabbas, what Barabbas is saying, telling us, and Rav Huna, in different understanding of how to understand Rav. So it says, the Mintra at Lafuke, Avalacha Bechurva, Kam the Lo Mintra Mane, the Chatzer Bechurva, Lo Ati Lafuke. You're not going to be taking stuff out so quickly, and therefore it might be more makel in the Churva than we would be in the Chatzer. Ika Damre is another answer, other way around. He says, when you even irrespective, even if you made an Eruv in both sides, right, you can take them out. Right? And you might say, no, on the contrary, it's Asur. Because we know that when it comes to a Chatzer, the din is different. So with a Churva, we might say that we go to Churva, not to Kula. He says, says, no, same example. He says, why would you say in the Churva is more makel than the Chatzer? Because in the Chatzer, things are left outside, and therefore they're guarded, and Chachamim were machmir about that, as opposed to the Churva. Okay, new Mishnah. So basically, it's quite interesting that, right? That on the Churva, they'd be pledged to say, Lekula, but in the Chatzer, we would go Lechumra. Okay. Now we've got a new Mishnah over here. Gav gadol samuch lekata. So you've got this big roof now next to a small roof. So gav gadol samuch lekata. Now we've seen this before that, are there pictures over here? Yeah. If you look at your pictures over here, So you've got like this, a big roof and a small roof. Remember, the same idea as a chatzer. So long as this small roof is not 10 amas wide, right? And the big roof has got sides, we call it a gifufim there. So it's as if this is the big chatzer, and there's an opening, there's a petach over here, and then the big roof carries on again. Now, so long as that...
By larger, defined by the total area?
Sorry? Yeah, well, big would be a big one and a small one, right? The bigger one and the smaller one.
But from this picture, you can't exactly see that.
So okay, here's a better picture for you, Robert. Yeah, I'll show you a nicer picture. That one should be a better one for you. Look at that. That's a big roof. And this is a small roof. I'm looking now at picture number 315 on page 105. So that's a big roof. And this is a smaller roof. Okay. Now the smaller roof, the width of the small roof has to be less than 10 amas. Because if it's less than 10 amas or up to 10 amas, then for the big roof, it's basically just an opening, remember? Up to 10 amas is an opening. If this is bigger than 10 amas, then it's parutz, then it's completely open one to the other, becomes one big roof. Then we lose the demarcation between the two of them. So if it's less than 10 amas, then essentially the roof goes around like that. That's the walls. There's an opening over here, and then the virtual walls carry on, and we're happy. Okay? So we've got big roof and small roof. So gag gadol samuch lekatan, hagadol mutar vakatan asur. So it says now, if you've got a big roof and a small roof, hagadol mutar, what's mutar? Lachnis lo klei habayit shelamata. So you can bring things from downstairs and put them onto your roof. Basically your roof, you can use your roof. Ve'ein b'nei katan oshrin lab. And the b'nei katan guys, because there are two roofs over there and they haven't got an area between them, so it's a chatzer patuach, we might say that the guys on the small roof also the guys on the big roof, like two chatzerot, right? The two chatzerot next to each other and they're open, you'd say they also each other. But because for the big roof, this is now called the petach. But for the small roof, it's completely open. It's parutz. If you look, the small roof, right, the whole roof is open. So this is completely parutz, right? Where for the big roof, this is called the petach. So basically, we have a big roof situation is mutar, the small roof, the big roof, asur's on the small roof, and they can't use it because they parutz completely into the big roof. Okay, back to our din of chatzer. Just imagine this in our chatzerot in the sky. So gadol samuch lekatan, hagadol mutar vakatan asur. Look at Rashi, yeah? Hagadol mutar, like we said, tlegave gadol hachpirtze petachu, right? Because for the big one, this pirtze is basically an opening. The share begifufe, because got the gifufim, right? The sides around it create a situation where we have got sides and then we've got a big opening. Vukagon de ein hapirtze yoter me eser. Like we said, long as this pirtze is not more than 10. Aval kata and the small one, asulo lo tzikle abayit, he can't use his roof at all. Why? The b'nei gadol asrale. The big guys are completely osrenim. Why? The nifratz lo bim lo o. because his roof has got no gifufim, no walls, not a petach. This is completely open to the public. V'divrei hakolim, it's not a machloket. Da'afilu b'meir lo amar gagin reshut achat el keilim sheshavtu betochan. Very important halacha. He says, when did Rabbi Meir say that the roofs are all one big reshut? For things that were left on the roof Erev Shabbos. But to bring Kalim up now from your house onto the roof, like from your house onto the chatzer, that wouldn't apply. As far as everyone's concerned, chatzer reshut achaten, uli'inyan kli abatim asher gdola kantana. Okay, like we said, everything as far as chatzerot are concerned, it's all the same thing of chatzerot, one big chatzer. But now the big guys essentially have got a door, and the small guys are completely open and dependent on the big ones. So now that's why say now, we're repeating the same halacha, by the way. This is a mishnah which we've already seen on Daf Chet and Daf Tet. We've seen this before. Chatzer. Gedolah shnivtsa lektana, same idea, there's a big chatzer and a small chatzer. So gedolah muteret vektana asura. The big one is mutar, this one is asur. Mipnei shehi kepitcha shel gedolah. Same idea, because it's a pitcha gedolah, it's opening of a gedolah. If you look at Rashi over here, he says gedolah muteret lotzi kle abatim sheba im irva la'atzma velo asher alei b'nei ketana. So if there was an error between the big chatzer guys can take a step outside. The small guys don't asur on them, but the small guys can't use them. So I said, "Lama li mit netarti? Why do I have to need learn here two halachas twice? Right? What's going on over here? Why do I need them twice? If you're asking, just says over here, what's the obvious? Chatzer v'gag, right? The roof and the chatzer. So he says, no. He says, l'rav ketani. He says, we learn like as far as Rav is concerned, gag dumei de chatzer. Right, we're learning Gag. So we're gonna see over here that we're gonna need it to learn a din in both different directions. That once we're gonna learn a Gag is like Chatzer, then we're gonna learn Chatzer is like Gag. We're gonna take each of the attributes from Gag and apply to Chatzer, the attribute Chatzer and apply to Gag. It says like this: LeRav Ketani Gag Dumir the Chatzer Ma Chatzer. What's the attributes of a Chatzer? Min Kere Mechitzata. You can recognize the walls of the chatzer. We see the walls. He says, you know what? Afgagam minkra mechitzata. Remember, Rav said that with the roof, the roof is all one big thing, and especially if we can see the markings from underneath, right? So minkra mechitzata. So too with the roof, when it's a minkra, look at Rashi over here. My chatzer the minkra mechitzata. Sharei yesh la mechitzata. They got walls. Afgag. Nehi nami de shoyne lebe mechitzot tachtonot. Even though we accept that we're using the bottom walls, right? The walls underground. Mishum gorasik. Because we said the walls go up. We're relying on the ownership underneath the roof, right? Mihu mechitzot nikarot. And we need mechitzot nikarot. We need to be able to identify it. Shlo ye gag bolet chotz lahem. The ilo minkra, if the walls aren't minkara, aren't recognizable, lo minan gorasik, we then can't say gorasik. V'gadol nami asur de'ein lo shum mechitza. And then the big one will become asur as well. Because we're going to suddenly say no mechitza. According to Rav, you can use the roof, but we have to be able to see the boundaries of this big roof. Right? V'chol she'ein lo mechitzot enu shnei yachid. And if it hasn't got walls, it doesn't become, it becomes a karmdor shnei yachid. Kol gagin shlehen chalukin hayu velo meshupain. The Rashi tells us that these roofs are going to flat in Eretz Yisrael. They've had a snow problem. So bottom line is, why gag chatzer? For Rav learning the halacha, they're just like a chatzer. You see the wall, so to in gag, we have to be able to at least identify the boundaries of this roof. And Shmuel says, on the contrary, gag, Shmuel gag do min a chatzer. Ma chatzer, the kadash le rabim. What's a chatzer? People wander around in it. Afgag nami the kadar selei rabim. So too says Shmuel, a roof, we want a roof that is usable. So if it's a roof where no one ever goes onto, it won't fall into this category. But we just like in a chatzah, people wander around. So too in a roof, look at Rashi, the Amar, afilu lo minkara. Even if you can't recognize the walls, I mean, we still say gudasik, lachi, tenane, gabe, hadade. That's why we're learning roof, avi, and chatzah. The ma chatzah, dar selei rabim. What's the characteristic we need here? The dar selei rabim. Afgag. Why do we say the katan is asur? Because it's a roof where people are going from one roof to the other. So if no one's walking around these roofs, it's not going to be a problem. Right? Have a mechitzah tachtona shebenehem, mechitzah nidreset, velo matzit lemigad vasuka. It says, because basically, What's happening here? Because we're going from big roof to small roof, so even though there is this wall underneath you, might say, but wait a second, there's a wall underneath the building, and we say, God asik. So why don't we draw a markation between the two roofs? Says no, because they're going from one to the other, they're basically enacting a situation where there isn't a wall. So even though we want to say, God asik, that the walls grow up from underground, but if guys are walking through the walls, there's no wall. Okay, so what causes this big one to make the small one? Asur, the fact that guys are going from big roof to small roof, and in that particular area, we don't say good asik. Okay, you got it? That's Rabbi Abal. E Lord Darsay Bayan, says Rashi. But if people don't walk from big roof to the small roof, Afkat and Shari, then if people never go from one to the other, then even the small roof would be good, because there's no Darsay Bayarabim. We're going to say they're all walls, essentially, and they each their own chatzah. And then we're going to treat each roof as if it's its own private chatzer, and it wouldn't be a problem. He says, yeah, God asik. Then we say, we would say God asik. And the wall separates them. Even though you can't see it. So now, we need it for each one. Rav or Shmuel each learn different things from this Mishnah. Rav learns that we have to have like a chatzer. What's a chatzer? You've got to see the walls. So Rav says, if you can't see the walls, we don't apply. And Shmuel says, no, what's it like? The chatzer, what are the idea of walls? If we walk through the one from the other, then the walls are broken down. So we always say good asik, even if you can't see the walls, but if you're actually using the roof from one to the other, then it's clear that you've showed us that that part of the wall is really an opening. And therefore, as long as the opening is not bigger than 10 amas, the big roof will be okay, and the small roof will be asur. So now the Gemara is like this. Yativ Rabbah, listen to all of these guys sitting together, all these Amorayim. Yativ Rabbah, V'Rabbi Zaira, V'Rabbi Bar Rav Hanan, V'Yativ Abaye Gabayu. So you got four top Amoraim, they're all sitting together, and Abaye obviously is at the top of the pyramid, yeah. V'Yatve Ukamre. Now they're busy discussing what they understand from this Mishnah, this idea, the relationship between big and small. So like a Shema Minamim Bat Nitin, says we learn from our Mishnah, Diure Gedole Biktana. Vain diure katana bigadola. What does it mean that the big is by the that diure gadola bigatana, not the small and the big? Look at Rashi. Says Rashi's got a slightly different girsa here, and he says here the third last lines at the bottom there of Rashi. He says diure gadola moshlin bigatana. The gadola, the big chatzer or the big roof or the big area, is moshel, rules over the small one. U moshchin ota etlan, says Rashi. And draws it in. So we see that the big really is absorbing the small to an extent. The ain dure katana, and the small ones, right? The ain dure katana moshti b'gdola moshchan doesn't have the ability to rule over the big one, to draw it in. So we see here now that the small one is overridden by the big one, and the big one is independent of the small one. Right? So what does he say from that? Say, okay, so give us, what does it mean practically? He's talking now, these Amoraim. Says, Kfanim bigdola asur lizroa et haketana. He says, now, if you've got Geffen, right, we know the Klei Kerem is a Geffen with some other tree. So say you've got Gefanim in the big chatzer. Right, asur lizroa et haketana. You now can't plant other trees in the katana. Now we know the din normally is that you can't plant within 4 amas, I think. 4 amas or 4 tfachim. I think it could be 4 tfachim. 4 amas? Is it 4 amot? Okay. Yeah, I think it's 4 amot. So that's the normal din. It'll come up, we'll see just now, it'll come up in one of the rushes, I think. So now you could, if that you normally say, no, even if it's all in one big chatzer, you could normally plant carefully as long as you keep a distance between them. Now suddenly, what are we saying? Because the small chatzer is absorbed into the big one. Suddenly, I'm saying if I've got gefen in the big one, and the big one could be, I don't know, 10 dunam, and you've got a big one right there on the other side. It can't be 10 dunam, I suppose, because we want to talk about here, it has to be Rau Ladil. So it has to be a, let's say, a, I don't know. How big it could be, a space, a time, I don't know. But let's say you've got a big area You got a small area, and there's a big distance between the two, and you can't plant now in the katan, because the katan is considered absorbed into the big one. Right? That's what he says here. Look here. He says, Sasuri Zora Katana, the command to have your katana kula betoch gedol dami. See if the small one is complete inside the big one. Va'afilu marchik, here we are, here's the Rashi. I knew we were coming, Rashi. Va'afilu marchik arba amot mina gefanim, if it's 4 amos from the gefanim. Right? She'afilu betoch gedol mutar laharchik v'lizroa. In normal circumstances, if it was in the big one and you had a 4 amot distance between the two of them, you could plant even in the big chatzet, both of them. Under these circumstances now, hacha asur, you can't. Diktani batniti mibneshi kepitcha shel gedola. Because really the whole small one now becomes like a pitcha, the opening of the gedola. Al mekule kechad petach mashvela. The chidush avia is that suddenly because we thought just the wall, just the border was the petach, now this whole katana becomes a petach. So it's as if you're planting in the petach of the big one. Right, so we've got a chumra completely on that. Look at the end of the Mishnah, yeah? End of the Shemaita, yeah? It says, Kaim lo basu dejoritka, v'im zara zra'in asurin, the zra'in in the small one asur, v'gefanim mutarim, the gefanim which you had in the big originally are mutar. Why? Because my gefanim were there. You now went and planted in the small one. You, those are asur, mine are mutar. Now it's a bit of crazy, right? Because if it was klal kerem, we'd expect them both to be asur. But it's not. It's just asur. Look at Rashi. He says, gefanim b'ketane mutar, right? Lizroa et, no. This is the next Rashi. Now, gefanim b'ketanim, if you've got Geffen in the katana, so now we say, mutar lizroa et hagadola. Look at Rashi, lechatchila. The Geffen was in the katana, right? Mutar lizroa begadola. Why? Tereg begadola pitcha. V'cho petach kemechitzehu. Because the small one with the Geffen is the petach. The whole big small one is a petach for the big one. And the petach is a mechitza. So what do you mean mechitza? We're separating. And we know that we've learned this halacha before, that you can plant, even though normally you have to have dalet amos, but if you plant a gefen on this side of a fence, and it's real on this side, you have to go dalet amos. The fence separates the two different ishiyot. That's what's happening over here. The gefen is in the small one, and because the small one is a mechitza, it's as if there's a gefen, he's planted in the mechitza, and there's a mechitza now. I've got to get a head around this a little bit. Look at Rashi. You can plant it right up against the mechitza, because it's non batra. Haya gader bentai, there was a wall between them. Ze somech le gader mekan, ze somech le gader mekan. Veshi yigdilu azraim. Afagav, the dire gedula bektana, says, it doesn't make a difference. See, there's a wall now, we heard about batra. You can plant right up against the wall. Right? So even though dire gedula bektana, ein oshida gefanim, Rashi brings a lot of examples here to back up what we're saying up here. The bottom line is that the big one overrules the small one. So the big one takes precedence. If I had a geffen in the big one and you now come and plant a zera in the small one, it's as if you planted a zera on my gate, in my big one. The whole small one is basically like a big gate. And therefore it's asur. But if there was a geffen in the katana, I can do what I want in the big one. Right, because the big one's not a gate to the katan, and see, we've got a fence between us, so we can plant. But the katan is on the fence, where a big one in the katan is a fence. That's the difference of here. The katan is the fence, where we got it when we're planting in the big one. The katan is a fence. And they carry on and say similar ideas of here. Isha begdol vegepiktan mitgareshet. If the woman is standing in the big courtyard, and you throw the get into the small courtyard, then the big one basically absorbs the small one. So as if you gave her the get, so she would be mitgareshet. Isha b'katana, if the woman was in the b'katana and the get was in the gedola, then the get doesn't go after the woman. And we have to give the get to the woman, not the woman go after the get. So the woman's in the katana and the get's in the big one goes after the woman, the small one goes after the big one, and therefore she never got the get, right? Because she isn't drawn, the get isn't drawn to her. She's basically drawn to the big one. Ein mitgareshet. Tzibur begedola, same idea. If you got the tzibur, it's all in the big chatzer. V'shaliach tzibur beketana, yotzi nidei chovatan. Why? Because we're the tzibur, we're in the big one. The shaliach tzibur is basically drawn into us. On the other hand, if the tzibur is beketana, we're standing in the small chatzer, and the shaliach tzibur begedola, ain't yotzin yechovatam. We got nothing to do with him. We can't. We aren't drawn after him, and we got to go after where the important part is. We want the get to go to the woman. We don't want the woman to go to the get. We want the shaliach tzibur to go to the tzibur, not the tzibur to go to the shaliach tzibur. Right now, tisha begedola. The yachid biktana. So you got 10 in the big one and 1 in the small one. Mitzdarfin, make a minion. Tisha biktana vechad begedola. And mitzdarfin. Done. Same idea next. Tsoa begedola. If you've got feces in the big chatzer, so asuli kro kriyashma biktana. You can't read kriyashma in the ketana. Why? Because you are drawn off to the big one as if you're standing in the big one. And the feces are there. And now we say that you're there. If it's all be ketana, if it's all in the ketana, mutari kro kriyashma begedola. You're in the begedola. The gedola is secondary to you. The ketana is secondary to you. It's not drawn after you. So you're in the big one. You're separated. So whatever happens in the big one, we're saying that the small one is subservient, so to speak, to the big one. So now Abaye hears them all talking. This is going on over here. Remember who's talking here? Right? It's worth mentioning it again. It's Rabbah. The Rabbi Zaira, the Rabbi Barav Hanan. Because Rabbi Barav Hanan is the less familiar to all of us. But Rabbi and Rabbi Zaira are real, real, real heavyweights. Right? So now, Abaye says to them, so Abaye says like this. Amar le Abaye, im ken, matzinu mechitze le'isu. Suddenly, if you're telling me what you're saying is right, we've always understood beforehand that a mechitza is leheter. We said earlier on, if you got a mechitza, you can plant kilayim on the one, gefen on the one side and so on the other side. A mechitza, we know for eruvin, allows you to carry inside. A mechitza seems to imply all along lekula. The mechitza is helping us. He says, yeah, Abaye, if you're right, he says, matzinu mechitza leisur. We've got a situation of mechitza leisur. Why we got a mechitza to Isur? Look what he says. She'il malei ein mechitza. If there wasn't this mechitza, now what mechitza are we speaking about? If the small roof wasn't considered a mechitza to the big roof, right? There wasn't considered a mechitza to the big roof, right? Mar chigdar amod v'zoreya. Then you could normally, if there was a gefen in the big roof, you could just make the distance there, darad amas. Actually, Gemara says darad amas, right? Darad amas, right? That you could move it darad amot and plant your other tree there. Voila! And we got no problem. V'iluhacha, v'iluhashta, he says, asura. It's asur. Look at Rashi here. He says a little bit of light on this. Says, shir malayen mechitza I love henech gifufei she'odfin bigadola. If we never had a scenario over here, look at the picture of the roof, where we've got the gifufim, these sides are the big walls, right, of the big roof, which basically creates, so we've got the back wall and then the sides and the wraparound, the back and the sides and the wraparound. Those gifufim over there create a situation where that's a petach. Now that's a petach, we're saying that this whole ketana is really a petach to that. And we're saying, what's a petach? A petach is the mechitza. Right, that's what he says. He said, look in the Rashi. He says, she'il malei ein mechitza, I love henech gifufei she'odfin begedola, that were bigger on the big side of the small side. Ayu ha'gedola v'aktana shavota v'lehu kechatzir achat. They become like one big chatzir. If they were one big chatzir, what would we say? Umuta lizroa sham yimagafanim. You would be able to plant other stuff there with the vine. Umarach yaramot. And just make it sure that there's a 4 amas difference between the two of them. Hashta. Mishum henech gifufe, because of those gifufim, right, which is the part of our mechitza. Shadina lekula ketana batar gedola. Now we say the whole chatzer is absorbed in and is nishlat, is basically taken over, absorbed, consumed by the big one. Umitashre kula. And now the whole small chatzer, or roof, whatever the case is asur completely. Matzinu mechitza she'oseret. So it says, these gifufim over here, which are the parts of our wall, and then turn this in mechitza into an opening, into a petach, essentially absorb, consume the small one, make the whole small one into a mechitza, and now, because there's this mechitza over here, it becomes asur to use the small roof where if there wasn't the mechitza, and it was one big wall, if it was equal, straight, and there weren't these gifufim over there, these like extensions, we wouldn't have a mechitza, and you could plant and go wild. So that is what our bias says to Rabbi Zeira and to Rabban. Abaya, so now they're a plus. I'm going to Rabbi Zeira, La Abaya. He says, what Abaya, this is the first time this happened to you. What's bothering you? We've never seen a situation before where we've got a mechitza and the mechitza causes something to be forbidden, to be asur. Right? It says, we've got a normal dinochatzer. We've got a big chatzer, which is parut into a katana. So we say gedolah muteret v'ktana asura, right? Why are we saying that in the normal din of chatzer mipnei shehi kepitcha shel gedolah, right? Because of the petach, because the big one is only going to open the wall. V'ilu hishva et kifufea gedolah nami asura. He says, however, if we would take those gifufim, now look over here. The picture here, a good picture. This is a good picture. No. So we got it. You look actually in the Rashi itself. Look in the Rashi. Look inside Rashi. Rashi has a diagram. Can you see that? Can you all see that drawing in Rashi there? Right? So look in the Rashi. He says, now what did he say to Rabbi Zeira? He said, if you would, right? Can you see we've got the big chatzer? Ignore those dotted lines in Rashi for the moment and just look at the outer border. So there's our big roof and our small roof, or our big chatzer and our small chatzer, right? The gifufim are those sides, let's say like those short, narrow sides that fold in, and the opening there is less than 10. He said, if we would put a mechitza and annul those gifufim. In other words, if we would do like I showed with my fingers, right? If we would just go like this, build a wall there and a wall there, then suddenly this would become one long chatzer or one long roof, build a wall there and build a wall there, right? Like in the diagram of Rashi. What's he saying? He said, and he says, look at Rashi, Ilu Shvar Kifufea, Shebana Mechitzot Petocha Gedola Mikana Mikan Adji Yikzerena Kemidara Ktana. If we'd make the big roof as the same width as the small roof, V'silekera Gifufin Alidei Mechitzot, and we'd now get rid of those Gifufin, those wraparounds, those small areas on the sides causing us the problems, right? V'gifin Alidei Mechitzot Halalu, Af Gedola Asura. He says, what would the din be now? He said, now as a result of that, the big one would also become Asur. The Achshav, the Bach changes V'Achshav to the Achshav, because now, Shteyen Shavot Nimtzu Mechitzot Halalu Ba'ot Le'Isur. Now, because they're equal, now suddenly, if we never had an Eruv between the big one and the small one, they'd both be Asur. So says Rabbi Zeira, what, you've never seen a situation before where we build walls and we create an Isur? Yeah, I'll give you an example. If we take out those Gifufim and we build a straight wall and we've now suddenly got the big Chatzer is now parutz, complete to the small Chatzer, and the small Chatzer is now completely parutz to the big Chatzer, without an Eruv, they're both Asur. See how we see building walls created an Isur. Clear? Is that clear what he's saying? Right? Look what he answers him, Abaya. He says, how can you compare? He says, Hatam siluk mechitzotu. That's not called building walls. That's called getting rid of walls. Because what are you doing? I've got these walls. I've got these gifufim. Those are walls. By you building your wall there, it's not the building of the walls that made it asur. It's that you got rid of these walls that made it asur. So you're right, you built walls. But it doesn't become asur because you built the walls. It becomes asur because you broke down the walls. You got rid of the gifufim. That's what causes the isur. Let's end the fabia.